Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
So jury selection has begun for the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault case. And one of the people that was called as a potential juror is model Gigi Hadid. Which,
what are the odds of that?
Right. Well, as of yesterday, she was officially dismissed from being a juror, but she actually went through a handful of rounds starting on Monday of being a potential juror, even asking her, the judge asked her if she believed that she could be fair and impartial. She said yes. She said, I think I'm still able to keep an open mind on the facts. They even read through a list of potential witnesses that, they might call during the trial, and one of them was Selma Hayek. And Gigi Hadid raised her hand and said that she had met Selma Hayek before, who is accusing Harvey Weinstein of unwanted sexual advances. And she said, I can still be open-minded impartial to the facts and impartial during the jury selection. Well, they dismissed a bunch of people, but not her on Monday. And then again on Tuesday, she went through the whole thing again with all the questions, and they decided to keep her again too, but it wasn't until yesterday they finally decided to cut her. So she made it through a bunch of rounds to potentially be a juror in this.
That's crazy to me. You would think that really any big celebrity, just based on that alone, would make you like not a good enough candidate.
How do you do that in L.A.?
Well, there's tons of people in L.A. County.
Yeah.
I mean, but you only need 12 people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's a lot of crime, too. I'll bet there's a lot of jurors coming and go.
True.
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine that because there are way more famous people in L.A. County than anywhere else in the world. So, like, I would imagine that this probably happens a lot. There's probably famous people who are jurors all the time.
I understand that.
And we never know about it because,
true.
You know.
But they're probably not jurors on cases where, like, celebrities are involved.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. Because most of those go to settlement.
Right.
Right. Yeah, yeah. This is a little more serious than that, obviously.
Also, like, based on, I mean, she knows Selma Hayek. I'm shocked that she doesn't know other
the rest
witnesses,
of them,
or at least has met them.
I don't know how many witnesses are even left in this trial. Like, because not everybody is considered a witness in the Harvey Weinstein thing, right?
Well, they won't call every. I mean,
right.
They'll call the people on the prosecution side that they think will
have
help
the
their
stories.
Case the most, and then the defense will do the same.
Right.
Thing.
So I don't know. I don't know how many of them there are. Who it even is anymore?
I mean, I didn't even know Selma Hayek was involved.
Me either. This story kind of completely dropped off my radar, as sad as that is.
Well, I mean, kind of nothing was happening for a while.
Yeah, how is that possible? How does that happen?
What do you mean?
How does a story this big with a guy this terrible, like, get to walk around for, what is it, years? Has it been years? It's years,
well,
right?
I mean, it takes a long time, generally, for something to go to trial.
Yikes. Man.
And of course, there's like appeals and motions and all these different things before there's ever even jury. I listen to a lot of legal podcasts.
Oh.
So
okay.
And one of them is done by the attorney that runs the law firm that is defending Harvey Weinstein.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you have a little more of a connection to this than anybody.
I mean, I have information that probably
why didn't Gigi Hadid just do what, like, we try to do and just say, like, listen, I have a job, and my job is to talk about stuff like this.
I mean,
I probably
maybe,
can't be a good juror on stuff.
I mean, maybe she felt like she wanted to do her civic duty.
We never do.
Yeah, I mean, no one really wants to, right? You almost kind of feel like obligated to. Kevin wants to in the worst way. I mean, he wants to, you know, get called for jury duty more than anybody.
So, I've never responded to a jury summons. I think I did one time, but other than that,
Did you luck out?
I just go, they can come and get me.
All it is you just call a phone number every day. That's all you do.
I understand that, but then, like, forget to do that, you know? But
you can go to jail, by the way.
Yeah, you can go to jail.
Well, they're not going to send you to jail right away.
Well, no.
They're going to give you a warning and say, don't do that again. And I'll go, fine, I won't.
I mean, they might put a warrant out for your arrest and be like, you didn't show up for jury duty.
I'll say, prove it.
Didn't we just have a story where we talked about that, where a guy didn't do it and went to jail?
No. He got on a jury.
He was a juror.
Oh, and failed to show up.
And didn't show up. Yeah.
He slept in.
He slept. So I'll just say that's what I did. Oh, wait, no. He went to jail.
I mean, it does.
I'll say I'm Gigi Hadid.
Right.
If Gigi Hadid was here right now, I would tell her, like, I kind of get why you didn't do that, though, because there does seem something kind of fun about being a juror.
Really?
A little bit.
I mean, it depends on the case.
Exactly. I think most people fantasize about the case, but then most of it's like traffic violations or something silly.
I mean, I had to. Sorry, I'm about.
Oh my gosh.
What was that?
He's allergic to jury duty.
It was a sneeze.
I'm still getting over a cold. I had to appear. I was a witness in a lawsuit case, and I had to like get on the stand and everything and be cross-examined and stuff. And I can only imagine being on that jury was painfully boring. Because like, there's nothing sexy about that case.
Unless Gigi Hadid sitting next to you.
Yeah, okay. That's sexy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.